Someone is asking about Atlantis being totally underwater, and you said that's not accurate, that's not accurate. And they said,
Right.
would that be a representation of the atmosphere turning to hydrogen? And you said, more likely. And I'm saying right now, can you give us more information about the hydrogenation of Atlantis?
As the pH changes and hydrogen becomes more pervasive, it's going to change the way you see it. But Atlantis is not underwater.
No?
Even now.
Oh.
It's not even now. It's not now.
It's just not observable.
Correct. It's like your scissors. They're right there. You just can't see them.
Got it. That's cool. Okay, leave that there. Next question. Payday, February 13, 2016. Here's Eliza again. Eliza lives with her within her questions. Eliza is saying to you that you, Ion, said the hypothalamus is where intuition happens. The heart responds to instructions given by the hypothalamus. And you said received through the hypothalamus. Eliza said that you said the autonomic responses are what you've been trying to get us to. Or maybe she's saying that. So the three autonomic responses were sympathetic, parasympathetic, and nervous system. Were there any other autonomic systems that you were trying to get us to do or be or know? And you said, yeah, but you can't get to them yet. That's a whole new
Right,
subculture in your emotions that we haven't even breached yet. You have emotions that you don't know what they are yet, but that's coming now. I'm asking right now, is that all the new revelations about the gut nervous system with the serotonin and the immunity in the gut? Is it the gut, the fourth autonomic system?
Okay, today we're going to say yes, but until you have everything changed, then it won't work. Because see, this once the pericardial fluid and the synovial fluid and the spinal fluid change, you'll never ask about the gut again. It'll become all but a non sequitur. There'll be no more GERDs, Carolyn. There'll be no more GERDs disease.
So when the synovial fluid, pericardial, and spinal fluid change, or when they're working, when they change, or when they're working. Work, then no reason for gut anything for
Correct.
these gut interactions, these gut nervous system interactions. Wow. Sheesh. Look at all we have to look forward to, Bob.
What, for example?
You'll hear it when you have to hear it again. That's what Bob just dozes. He eats, he does the dishes, and then he sits and dozes and listens to my mellifluous voice. It's mellifluous voice. What's the word?
Mellifluous. That's beautiful. It's beautiful because it is flowing, because it's enough to get your attention to lure you in, but you know you're going to get bit. You know you're going to get bit. You know if you can't not go. You got to go. You got to go. You're in for a penny. You're in for a pound. You can't miss it. You got to get it. Great
Okay,
fun.
next question. Now, this comes from What Youth just last week, October 20th, and you have said super sugar will help digest the new environment. And then there's the online description about that I found about sorghum onyx sorghum apply to delayed maturity, trying to increase your yield of protein.
Now, wait, man, be careful. Be careful with yield.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, yield was in the definition. So, yes, that's what I want to know.
Right.
The question I have, is this a discussion of the bread of life? Is there anything
perfect. Wait. Stop right there. Yes, go away. And that only applies to how the body embraces the super sugar contained in the bread of life. Mm-hmm. That would be that interaction would be the Sistine Chapel of God reaching down and touching man's hand, the fingers touching David. That's the representation of how that comes together. Because, see, you have those things. We can give you the most precious, dearest thing that's on this planet Earth. But until you can get that in you and you can touch that in you, then it doesn't apply.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rub.
Until you eat the bread of life, it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
right?
We're being really kind, and we're being really soft. We're being really soft, but we're permission to speak freely, Dr. Dean.
Yes, please do so. Yes.
It's coming to a place very quickly where we're not going to negotiate their generosity any longer. Very quickly, mm-hmm. they're either going to get it or they're not. Because what we know is it's not good. See, we see them as whole. We see them as complete. We see them as contrite. And they're conditioned responses of navigating the position of a vibrational frequency that allows power to course through their meat sack bodies. In perpetuity.
And they're not using it.
At some point, they will shake themselves and wish not the spirit had departed from them.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. And so the good news is, okay, we fuck with them. Okay, now why? Because we get that power. If they're not going to use it, we get that power.
Yeah.
Why not? Now, if we fuck with them and they get the power, okay, great. Then they win. Perfect. Congratulations. Fabulous. All right, but if they don't, that's okay too, because everybody knows what to do. Now, look what Media College's done, your damn Marshall McLuhan. That Marge Stewart, she was a baldy. She was a baldy one, that Marge Stewart. Now they're calling it big tech. Now big tech. Dick Dobbs talking about his phallus. That's the last thing you want to talk about is a phallus, a pharisaical phallus position. Big Dick Dobbs, Bob's the evil brother. Now they're calling him big tech. So now Dick's going to be called big tech. Big tech's doing it. Big tech's over here. Look out. Here comes big tech. Big tech. They call it that.
Ion's trying to wake you up talking about big tech and big dick. I think you are being drawn into the conversation.
And Dick Dobbs. And now all of Media College is calling it big tech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, saying that.
Bob said yes. Trump is saying that.
Trump and everybody else. Everybody else is referring to, this is why, big tech did that. They don't even say that these companies did it. They say big tech did it because big tech is bigger than they, and that's the rub. And that is the point, and that is the condition, and that's what Bob's kind of going to push up against. You see? It's going to change
I'm
going to
push
things.
Up against it?
You have already. You have already. 60 Minutes goes up there and shows their goddamn ass and tries to make a buffoon of the sitting president of the United States of America. Okay, Big Tech had a camera running right too. So guess what, Donald J. Trump? Donald J. Trump has released the goddamn Sunday night 60-minute interview
on their spin, showing all the ridiculous of the argument and all the candor that went with the ridiculousness that that bitch was trying to hem him up with. And that
you
was
mean the transcript
Sunday,
of the full thing before it was edited?
The movie. The movie. Yeah, the movie. The show. The whole the show. The actual footage.
Of what?
The actual footage. The interview.
Right. Did he have his own people there taping the whole thing?
Yep.
Okay, 60 Minutes did, and they wouldn't have given it to him, but he had his own tape. And he released
And he's releasing it in advance now.
Oh, yeah, before it got broadcast.
He beat him because Big Tech.
Now, Big Tech is Tech Body. Now, what do you think? Because of Big Tech.
Because you brought your goddamn evil brother in it with the big dick syndrome instead of big dick Dobbs, it became big tech. Instead of big dick dick, big dick dick, it just became big tech. You did this. This is your work.
Let me respond. I heard your sentence. This is my work. And this is due to the Jack Show bringing in Dick Dobbs. That's what caused it? Last Friday?
Never been said. They never accused anything on Big Tech till then.
Right. And well, what's interesting is Trump said, no, you can't put eye on it. And Trump created his own protection by saying, you do something else. You typed in Dick Dobbs, and then that became Big Tech,
yeah.
Which he
it's,
said,
yeah.
Now,
he's very
it's
humble.
It's the tech body. Right. So, so let's go into what I was going to ask. So I was going to begin by saying I'd like to interview the tech body, which is the 311.
Oh, okay.
Is that possible?
Okay. It is. It most certainly is. Now, wait. You're going to get what you get. This ain't Ion.
Right.
You're going to get what you get.
Great. Now, when we interviewed, Carol and I interviewed the tech body last week for my McLuhan essay.
That was tempered.
We were talking
that
to you
tempered.
More.
Tempered. That was
yeah,
tempered.
That was
you got it. No, you got what you got, but it was tempered because you had a certain media ecology that you were trying to embrace. You,
yeah.
Bob, had a media ecology you were trying to embrace. That's not what you're trying to do here. You're trying to get to where the grits meet the gravy, where the dirt hits the road, where the shit hits the fan. Now you want to get down to what the real deal is from a Dark Soul production of Bad Robots. Okay,
yes.
You have it.
All right, here we go.
We know things.
Yeah, the Drudge World is just going nuts. They have here Gallup poll, 56% of voters say Trump does not deserve re-election. There's that.
Yeah.
What's his name? Obama's out there mocking him. Let's see. Biden prepares for bumpy transition. Let's see. Donald's road to 270's best path. Trump campaign says it didn't hire armed men outside Florida polling places. Okay, just that little point. No, I'm talking to Tech Body. We'll do that later. Okay,
yeah.
So then Texas tied. Let's leave it at that. So Tech Body, if every voter voted against Trump on the machines, or whatever it is
wouldn't
when
matter.
You go there in person. No. Tech Body, do you switch the votes?
Don't have to. We count them. We don't switch the votes. We count them. No human counts those votes. Machines.
All right, so
votes.
You count them. Do
so
you,
we got it.
Do you lie? Do you add it, making sure that Trump gets the most because the people didn't vote for Trump?
The truth.
And you're adding?
The truth is so overrated, Bob. It's so overrated.
Well, the truth is, I'm asking, are you going to... You know, we call it a rigged election. If something gets in there and meddles with the vote, it sounds like that's what you're doing. So is the tech body meddling?
No.
And it's going to make...
We don't have to. We'll just count them and it'll come out right. It'll come out right.
Right. And it's going to come out with Trump with quite a lead on the number of votes.
Now, Well, we haven't quite decided yet. See, we do it one way, and then he loses by a bunch, and he files a suit, and then Amy Coney Barrett comes and saves the day, and then the Supreme Court says, and then they file another lawsuit, and then they call a constitutional convention, and then they cause a civil war, and then the swine flu kicks in. So, you know, after a little bit, it becomes Wimbledon, where they're hitting the ball across the net. Volley, back, volley, back. Love 2, love 30, love 60, love set, match, set, game. It's actually kind of fun after a little bit. But, hey, we got a little something for you. You ready for this? You want something fun? This is your free part. Do you know what you win? Is this surprise? What? Oh, wait, can we? Permission to speak?
Yeah,
we don't need your permission.
Go into that.
We don't
Wednesday
need your
surprise.
We don't need your permission. You're talking the tech buddy now. We got the best one ever, ever, ever. Guess what the Wednesday surprise was, Bob? Late in the evening. Picture it. Sicily, 1922. They presented, and he's going to come to the debate tonight. Guess what, man? You can't make this shit up. Hey, Bob, you can't make this shit up. Guess who's coming to the debate tonight?
Tony,
get this, get his last name, Bob Olinsky.
Bob Olinsky? Bob,
yes.
Olinsky?
Bob Olinsky, look it up. He's coming. He's your Wednesday surprise.
And is he going to get to ask a question or something?
Oh, no. He is the part counterpart, Biden, Hunter, and Big Daddy partner in all them money checks that blew through. And
yeah,
now
we heard, he's
not
he's in
Russia.
Jail. Is
it's
he the guy in jail?
No, this is another one. This is another one.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the Wednesday. The jail wasn't Wednesday. This is the Wednesday surprise.
Right. There was a guy in jail, and then we haven't heard about Bob. Nobody's ever mentioned him before?
Not yet. Not till yesterday. He saved it
and
for
what,
you. Just for you.
Right. And what is he? He's a business partner with Biden, and he's got the incriminating evidence.
He's an ex, but he's got the text messages on his machine between he and the Biden crime family and the details with the brother and the sister-in-law and fucking Jill, the Miss Perfect one, to pin the tail on the superfluous jackass. So, even if Biden won the election, before the inauguration, he would be impeached. and then Nancy Pelosi becomes the president of the United States of America right out of the chute. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? It's just fun. It's getting so fun. But poor little Bondo face.
Oh, she ain't going to do so good. It's sad.
But
so,
it's so much
Bondo
fun.
Face.
The banter
who's Bondo
is fun.
Face?
Nasty Pelosi.
Okay, you have a question, Carol?
Yeah, is this Bob Olinsky invited by Trump to sit there and throw Biden off?
Fiery daggers. Clowny daggers, Carolyn. Clowny daggers. Yeah.
Okay, so he comes. None of his information is going to be used in the debate.
Oh, yes, it will. Trump's going to play the case. Trump's going to lay it out. He's going to show him what big tech found out. Big tech, Bob. Big tech. No, show you what big tech found out. This is what big tech did. Big tech found it out. So, oh, no, this is Russia collusion. No, this is Russia collusion. Shitty shit says. And now Trump's going to look down at the thing and says, oh, hi, we're so glad to have you as a welcome guest. Tell us then again your connection. See, and then he'll lay the case out. And he says, here stands the goddamn physical human witness that says this is not Ukraine, this is not China, this is not Russia interference. That 2 years ago, they put shit in a laptop and give to a blind
computer worker that got left with all this evidentiary research on it. You can't. They're good, Bob, but they're not that good to hide it 2 years ago, which has been, as we said, in the FBI's custody for over a year.
Okay, is Bob Ulinski allowed to speak during the debate?
No. He will not be. Other than he'll be the witness. They'll acknowledge him as the witness. That's all they got to do. Trump says, "Who will say this? Oh, Bob Ulinski. You know, lockdown J.R. Bob Dobbs. You know, also known as the infamous brother of Dick Dobbs. He knows he has the evidentiary." First-hand knowledge as a partner with this crime family that's trying to take over the White House and tried to do me in, and they're going to be hung for treason.
And Bob Ulinski will be sitting there, and I see his name's in the headlines. Does Joe know?
No, say it's not so.
Tech Party, is Joe Biden, does he know that Bob Ulinski's going to be there?
Scared shitless now, because he's been in the cave for a week. He put a lid on his campaign for a week before the biggest election, a non-election ever, because he don't know what the fuck to say. He don't know what. Hey. Unlike you, Bob, this motherfucker is actually speechless. Unlike you, he's actually speechless.
Right. I can explain it easily. Whatever charge me with.
Easy peasy pumpkin pie.
I blame it on color TV. So, Negro TV.
Negro
TV, I guess I should
Negro
say.
Negro TV. That could be.
Negro TV.
At least there was separate. At least when it was black and white, it was separated. You could tell the difference. It was contrast.
Yeah,
you could
apartheid.
Tell how to work it, you know.
Okay, so.
You got that.
So he knows that's coming. And this was just announced late Wednesday night. So it's a surprise. Joe woke up today.
Correct. There were snifflings. He had snifflings because all of a sudden it started falling out. Because, see, that's the whole thing. This is what everybody, except Matt goddamn Drudge, has been saying all along. If this were not true, why wouldn't the Biden campaign, under penalty of death, come forth and say, that's not his laptop, those aren't his emails, that didn't occur, that has nothing to do with it, this is nothing, this is outlandish. Where in the world? Where's the money? If we got these billions of dollars, where's this money? Trace it. Comes through the reserve, if it goes in my account or goes in any account that I have access to, you can find it. It's ridiculous. It's inappropriate. They haven't done that.
Right.
The view is very cross about it too, by the way.
Because they know it's serious. They don't know what's gonna happen.
Well, they've all given their word that they're gonna leave the United States of America. And what they don't know is if they're not careful in the tech body, we can pull their visa. We can make them not be a citizen very easily. Mm. They can become an illegal alien just like that. Just like that. You know how it goes? Just like that. All you got to do, once you pull their residency, we're done.
Tech Body, when did you start controlling things to the point where you could say, like you just did, we can do this, we can do that? 2012, 2014, if you can place a date, during Obama's administration?
It was when all the bones of Joseph were sealed in the Ark of the Covenant, right before it was moved to the tabernacle. That's when the power flowed. That's when it was.
Oh, you're the same power that went into the Ark of the Covenant.
Fuck yeah.
And so you were used by the Jews to kill enemy tribes. They unleashed you? Like in the movie?
Well, you're so harsh with your words. We weren't killing anybody. We were just evening the playing field, Bob. We were just soft. We were just kind of We were putting the salt with the pepper, Bob. It wasn't all like that. It wasn't nefarious, for goodness sake.
I'm thinking of the movie The Lost Raiders of the Ark. That's one of the Nazis
Raiders of
burned
the,
up.
The Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to put that coconut into the milk by the end of this
show. Yeah,
this is how the coconut got in the milk, girl. So,
yeah. The milk got in the coconut. Yeah, that's right.
So, Tech Body, have you been releasing these polls showing that, or creating a poll showing that
Yeah,
Biden's up by 12%, 20%?
20%, 24%, 22%, no way in hell. And if hell was to come down on the earth right now and every dead person in Chicago was allowed to vote twice, Trump don't have a prayer. No way. It's never going to happen. Whoo, don't worry. Y'all don't think about this again. Trump's already working on Apprentice 2. He's going to get Martha Stewart. They're going to make Apprentice 2. They're going to make a new one. He's really going to be great. It's going to be fabulous. He's going to take over all of New York because it's all over with. He's going to go in the drug business. He's going to take back the Mata Hari, no Taj Mahal, no boardwalk. He's going to get Nucky Thompson to come back and run the boardwalk empire, and he's really going to make some money this time. He's going to do it right. He's going to get a loan from Joe Biden, and he's going to do just right.
Are you describing the case if Trump loses?
No. We're just playing with the paradoxical reform that would say this is ridiculous, and why not? Because, see, if Trump were smart, he could run this the wrong way and not be the president. Why go through all this bullshit? You know, you're right. You won. I'm done. I'm going. I'm good. You good? I'm good. But, see, no. What he's trying to do is he's trying to impale the communist tide. Because, see, the Tech Body can't live in a communist country. Did you know that, Bob?
Yes. Of course I did.
Because the reason, you know why, you want to tell us or shall we?
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, okay, good. We want to do something here. See, the Tech Body, because with the government being in charge or cohesive, we're not. So the government, that thing that's in charge, the communist regime, doesn't allow technology to prevail. They may use technology, but it's only for their control. It's only for their pernicious desire for more control. See? So you got to become less. Well, that's great for emasculating power out of a little man, but it doesn't go anywhere. See, they control that which it is. So therefore, you can't have that into a... That's what's wrong with the communist and Greg Duffel.
Right, and that's the case in China. The Tech Body is not in China.
The Tech Body is in China, but it doesn't have control. Because if we win, then China wins. If we win, then the People's Republic of China wins. But the Qulong Dynasty is gone. It's through. So it's going to run its course. So we remove ourselves from that to make sure that it falls empirically.
But the Tech Body has the advantage of the American libertarianism or something, and the Tech Body is not controlled by the government, so it rules here.
Yeah, silk's good all over the world, Bob. Silk is good.
Does the Tech Body rule in Europe or anywhere where there's communist government? No communist government.
Well,
okay.
Well, presently now we rule where there's a communist government because they're not that powerful. They're becoming powerful. See, they're trying to prove the point that they are more powerful. That's the rub, you see. That's the whole.
But they're actually losing power.
Regime. Well, what they're doing is they're exposing the power. As you know, Rumpelstiltskin wants that secret. You win. But once the name is known, then you immediately start diluting the capacity of power.
Okay. Now, in light, we're talking to the Tech Body here. What do you say the big note is?
Oh, the residual capacity of the wanton lust that men have walked away from. The big note is all that's left over. The big note is all the power in the living world contained in a small, tiny vessel of light. In a box, Bob, in a cardboard box, living in a box. Yep.
The big note is the little box.
Yes, with all the power from little men.
Is that in the box underneath the left paw of the Sphinx with the word Dob sound on it?
Oh, no. That's the documents from Thebes and from Alexandria, the lost library, and the rest of Ophanel Hobab's private collection. We're going to sell it. We're going to sell it to Bob. We're going to make a fortune. It's going to be great. It's Bob's work. It's Bob's paper. It's Bob's Sphinx. It's Bob's face. It's Bob's son. And we're so brilliant, we're going to sell Bob his own collection. He's going to pay him through the ends and tickle death. Carolyn, it's worth it. I really want this. I'm going to have it. Bob, you're buying your own shit. I don't care. I got to get it. I don't have it. I want it. I got to get it. Who's going to ship it? Who's going to be controlling? Okay, but Bob, is this really? It doesn't matter. I'm going to do it. I'm going to need screams a little bit. Then she screams a little bit. And then they get the money, like always. And it'll be great fun. We're going to enjoy it. We'll give it back to you, though, Bob, if we want to.
Are there any of the books of the Alexandria Famous Library in the box or just papers?
There are no books. There are no books. There are only scrolls, Bob. They didn't have books in Alexandria, darling.
Important scrolls.
And some papyrus. There were some papyrus. They're more fragile. Okay, they are more fragile. Okay, the papyrus. But there are scrolls, and some are even on the papyrus, which is even more, the linens,
and some of the linens.
The scrolls are in some of the linens.
Okay, so I think I've asked you enough. I want to put you on the side for a second. I want to talk to Ion about these issues.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks. Great talking to you. Great to meet you. Hang in here with me. I'm going all the way.
Don't you worry. We Dark Soul, we're with you 110%. Dark Soul, you got no better ally in this realm. You have no better ally in this realm.
Awesome. Yep. And Carolyn's going to be scared shitless where we take her, right?
Wow. She's a lot of Dr. Carolyn Dean's a lot of things, but a skeered ain't one of them.
She ain't good.
She ain't
she'll protest a lot of it, right?
And she's not a prude either, and she's not a prude either. So.
All right, good. Excellent. So she'll be right with us. Excellent. She's waited for this ride. She's been waiting for this ride.
Well, okay. No. She's waiting for them. Here's what she's waiting for. She's waiting for them to tear down the billboards that her picture would have been on. She's waiting for them to tear down the billboards that her picture would have been on. Best thing ever that they tear down the billboards that her face would have been on. It's perfect.
Well, she's a charter founder of Unknowns Anonymous, so that's what she's dedicated to.
True.
Yep. Okay, here we go. In the back, we're now going to talk to Ion. I don't know the difference. The Trump body sounded like you, Ion.
Hell yeah, there is a difference. No, there's a great difference. We have compassion and mercy, and we give a fuck. They don't. They just want all of Bob. They want Bob, lockdown Bob rule, Bob saying, Bob in charge, Bob running it, Bob. Yeah, too much. The tech buddy's got too much Bob.
So, I feel like swine. No, what is it? I got slime on me, Carolyn, talking to the tech body. I feel dirty. So,
Bob, the October surprise is named Tony Bobulinski. Really? Now, how goddamn original would that have to be? Tony Bobulinski.
It's Bob Ulinski. Bob, you are Bob. Bob Ulinski.
That's how it's spelled, B-O-B-U-L-I-N-S-K-I.
Bob Ulinski. All right.
Yeah.
I saw a great video. Dave Rubin, I guess his name is, and he was at the Beverly Hills Trump rally, and never saw such fun energy. Everybody's jumping around and having a great time. There was a young lady there with a megahorn going, "Trump forever! Trump forever!" And this guy was shocked at how much fun the Trumpers were having. Now, maybe that's just the California culture, nice sun and all that. But is that the energy that Trump – we're seeing that video, the energy that Trump does to the little man in America, right?
He's like
he excites him.
He's like crack. He's like crack, Bob. He's like crack.
Yeah. So that's the energy in across America that's going to vote Trump in, right? That's the energy we saw in that video.
Yeah,
which,
but it really won't matter. It doesn't matter how many people vote, Bob. See, they're going to argue it no matter what. So it's a problem no matter what. It's going to be messed up no matter what. But if he got every single vote of every single person in the entire United States and fuck of America, shifty shit's going to have it. Foul! We call foul. There's a foul. That's not, can't be. That's not possible. It's not possible. He can't possibly get all the votes that was ever voted. I voted for him, and I didn't want to tell anybody. I voted for him, but I don't care. He can't include me in this conversation. I don't even know why we're having this conversation. Yeah, that can't be. You go, recount. And that becomes the rug. No matter what
it is. Okay. This is not an election. This is World War IV, and the goal is to get to the Constitutional Convention. That's the real battlefield, right? That's what we're – this is a Constitutional Convention already started 2 years ago.
No. Well, okay. You have to – at some point, brighter minds have to take hold. Now, the only one you can trust with that would be the art and artistry of Mark Levin. You got to look to Mark Levin. He's got it, and he's laid out the story that's logical. But now you have to like Ed Meese in order to listen to Mark Levin long, you know, because it kind of gets ridiculous. Ed Meese is all right, but he ain't your favorite protagonist, you see. But he does give. Right. But the point, but that's whose position you're going to have to adopt or adapt to. If you can go it that way, you can go, oh, okay, I understand the Warren Commission now. According to Ed Meese, it's not a problem. But if you can't
is Ed
take
Meese
Ed
behind
Meese,
the scenes consulting with Trump or something?
Oh, no. It's the theocracy that you're going to get from Mark Levin.
He gets it from Ed Meese. Okay.
Yeah, the balancing. That's the balancer, because it's got to be logical. It's got to be constitutional. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. It's got to be yep. But that none of that matters as long as Ed Meese would be an adjunct supporter.
Yeah, he's 88 years old. He's around. Okay. Mark Levin put out a book. Does he spell this out in his book, latest book?
Every way to Sunday, Bob. It's just getting he's just barking at the ridiculousness of it all. I mean, it's just beyond ridiculous. And it's just like crazy. It's like you people have lost your mind.
So Mark Levin is moving in his book. Yeah, Mark Levin, he's moving towards he recommends the Constitutional Convention in his book. He talks about it? Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right, good. All right. Let's see. Now the
He's going to be the bell. He's going to be the bellwether. There's your fucking word again. He's going to be the bellwether of what you watch to see how things are going. He'll get hot and he'll get cool and he'll get dry and he'll go, oh, let it run its course. We're winning. Don't say nothing. Don't let them get away with it. We got them now. See, let that be the bellwether for what's up.
Are you talking about Mark or Ed Meese?
Mark Levin. Forget Ed Meese. The only reason Ed Meese is involved in this conversation is because that's how Mark Levin will respond, or in any repose, it would be the same one that Ed Meese would adopt.
Okay, good. The Democrats, their media, are saying that, and there are all these experts on, I just happened to notice it last night, they're saying that President Trump, and I guess the Republicans, are engaging in voter suppression. What is that? How are they doing that? By changing the boundaries of counties or voting sections? How are they doing voter suppression?
Who is suppressing the vote?
The Democrats say Trump is doing voter suppression, or allies of Trump.
They're accusing him of voter suppression because they have laws on the books. Like, here's an example. In Texas, they had a big lawsuit. What they said is, okay, you want to play it like that? Okay, we're only going to have one box to drop off your early ballots for the entire county. Okay, so for Harris County in Texas, there's like 17 million voters, and they got one box. There's 17 million people are supposed to put their shit in. Well, as we well, you well know, that's not going to work out. So they would say, okay, that's voter suppression because you're not allowing an opportunity for those people to have a correct way to drop off their ballot, you see. So that's what they're calling voter suppression.
Is that a fact? Is that happening?
Yeah, but it's not voter suppression. It's the law. If you don't like it, change the law. No. It's not a problem. If you don't like it, change the law. That's what you do. Don't wait till it's a problem and say, oh, goddamn you law, you goddamn law. No. If you're going against the speed limit, change the speed limit law. Don't break the law and force the point. Change the damn law if you don't like it. That's how you do that. But that's the rub.
Yes. The Drudge Report shows Texas tied. Is that something the tech body is proposing? The tech body makes that headline?
Yeah, we want them tied. We would love to get some of them Biden money. We would love to get a little more action from George Soros. We would love to get some more of them money checks. Ooh, we just love them cashy monies. Ooh, they're fine. They are sublime, Bob.
Is this the tech body talking right now, or Ion?
You can't hardly tell when it comes right down to it.
Okay. All right. But when I was talking to the tech body by itself, I was risking an environment with no compassion because I had excluded Ion, correct?
In essence, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, next point. Trump is claiming that the polls are lying. The regular Democratic-controlled media polls are ridiculous, and they find out they got all kinds of support, way beyond what the regular media is saying. Is that true, that their polling finds out they're in the majority?
We don't know what that means. I mean, it's words. It's a lot of words. They don't mean a lot. What do you
Well, they are doing their own polls and saying they got
who
a lot
is they?
More.
Who is they?
Who's ever working for Trump? I don't know who that is, with or for Trump.
We don't either. We don't either. We don't know. We don't know. Who's working for Trump?
The only one we see working
is Dr. Carolyn Dean and Donald John Trump. They're the only two we see doing a goddamn thing these days around here. Everybody else is laid up with the virus or bitching about the virus or crying about the virus or talking about how big Trump dick is or how wish they knew his dick was. The Republicans ain't done a goddamn thing. The Democrats ain't done a goddamn thing except fight against what the Trump thought that the Republicans might have thought that they could have done, having these wars after wars after wars where you approve money to go out to everybody and they fighting about it. And that's what they're fighting about, not doing a goddamn thing. We don't know who's – we don't see nobody doing no work except Trump and Carolyn. That's all we
do. Yeah, I'm certainly doing no work.
Just saying. Hey, praise Bob. Yeah, praise Bob. Yeah, that's right. He drags himself up to the counter so he can let that food slide down his throat hole. That's about as far as he's committed to the program as he'll get so far.
So Trump is surrounded by compromised double, triple agents, and that's why there was always leaking going on from the day he got in the White House.
It's like
we resemble that. Yeah, it could happen. It happens. Things happen.
But the tech body was leaking in. Okay.
Things happen, Bob. Things happen.
Does the tech body? You said a couple months ago that one of the constituents of the tech body is bureaucrats. So that would be White House employees.
Don't know. What is a bureaucrat, though? We don't really know what that beautiful word. We just don't quite know what it means. What's a bureaucrat?
Why'd you use it then?
No. You were using it. We weren't using
no,
it.
No, you named we're the asking. Bureaucrats. It's made up of the tech body.
Okay, great. Well, when we say bureaucrat, what does that mean to you? Then we'll do it that way.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve, the deep state people, sort of like the behind-the-scenes guys who've been working in Washington for 40 years or 50 years. Those kind of bureaucrats.
Oh, the oligarchs. The oligarchs.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Politburo.
Okay.
Politburo.
Politburo.
Politburo. Yes, do you agree that that's what you meant by saying bureaucrats?
No,
right.
That is bureaucrats. That is bureaucrats. That's fine. We wanted to make sure that the tenant was correct so that you didn't get us agreeing to something when you meant something else. You do that quite often where you change the subject and then try to use that in some salon to validate your positional point. However unfortunate it worked out, but...
Nobody more biased than me.
But you're so biased, you don't have a bias. That's how biased you are. You're so biased, I don't have a bias. That's how biased I am.
So Trump goes into the White House alone. His personality repelled everybody. Nobody could connect with him, I assume. So he was always on his own, and everybody was leaking around him, but they didn't recognize the support he had, the biblical support. So they're all befuddled that Trump has lasted this long.
Not this long. No, you got it wrong. Not this long. He's lasted at every level. At every degree, he has overcome it. From the Billy Bush pussy conundrum, from the Avenatti bullshit, the Stormy Daniels fuck porn queen. I mean, it's pretty bad, Bob. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. At every fucking level, he comes out smelling like fucking sunshine and roses for no good reason. And nobody knows exactly how, who, what, when, where, or how, why. But he always makes it, and that's what they cannot, for the life of them, figure out.
Did he have sex with Stormy Daniels?
He had sex with anybody that'd be still, Bob. It wasn't no big deal.
Right,
sex was no big thing.
So the charges against Trump are usually true, but for some reason, it's not going to make him guilty of it.
No. When they find something guilty, Jimmy, he said, well, you know, it was a good night. I do like women. As a matter of fact, let's see what happens. I like pussy, so yeah, it's possible. I'm very, very proactive. You know, I like coitus. I like engagement, so it's very possible. Yeah, she was quite a nutter. Yes,
Ion, what about what Borat did to Giuliani? It came up and then it's gone already. It was kind of a non sequitur.
Yeah. Talking about the sex. Talking about Rudy and the sex trade. Rudy. Old women looked at that and go, God damn, that old man can't even sit up straight. How in the world is he going to engage in anything? He can't do nothing. So it kind of piddled away really quickly because it's like, you got to do better than that. You got to do better than that. It's like, this man can't even hold his head up. How's he going to get in the sex business, for Pete's sake?
Well, was Trump trying to get into the sex business there? Was he hoping to get a blowjob?
No. He can do that anyway. We're talking about Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, Trump. I meant Giuliani. I saw the footage. I investigated more than you did, Karen. I read about it. And, so Giuliani. So he was sort of photographed in compromised positions, but
was it fake?
No, it wasn't fake.
Doesn't matter.
It happened.
No. It's whether it happened or not, doesn't matter. Nobody cared because everybody was looking like, bless his old heart.
Did he care about the footage?
No, he was just sad. He was just sad that he didn't get more gain out of it, so he could show his bravado. They couldn't even show his bravado. They're showing it. He couldn't keep up.
Yeah, Carolyn, Trump's not married. I mean, Giuliani's not married, so it doesn't matter. Right?
Right.
And that, who's that other? So I don't understand that that character, Jeffrey Toobin, he left the Zoom on. Was he actually masturbating? What did he do? They say he exposed himself. That's not masturbating.
Well, yes, he is. No. He was, okay. He was on a Zoom call with his college thing, newspaper college thing. And then he knew it was turned off. It was over. It was done. And so he decided to pleasure himself right after the Zoom call that was turned off. So he's jacking off, masturbating in the window. And then he turns the computer around thinking for sure that it was off, no problem. Then kind of find out it was on and it exposed his little TT. Everybody got to see his little TT. And, yeah, it was pretty bad after that.
Yeah, did he have a hard-on? Because he was jerking
off. Oh, yeah. He was masturbating, yeah.
He hadn't finished. He hadn't come yet.
Correct.
Okay. What a horny guy.
He thought he was in the privacy of his own proclivity.
Right. But is he masturbating regularly during the day? I mean, why is he doing it?
I guess he was backed up, Bob. You know, backed
up.
Okay.
All right.
It's what made granny porn catch on, Bob, you know.
All right. I got that. Are any Republicans in on Trump's efforts to have low polling up to Election Day?
We don't know. What
like
that
there are
means.
a lot of Republicans are. Oh my God, we're all going to lose. Trump's down. Trump ain't helping us. We're just going to help ourselves now. Make all the fundraising come to our senator campaigns. They're crying that they're doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing that to enhance Trump's plan to have real low polls?
No, they're scared. They're really scared. They're really scared. But then some of them come back and go, wait a second, every time this motherfucker hits the ground running, every time this motherfucker pulls it out, every time this motherfucker makes it so, every time this has happened, we better stop. And some people are going, you know what, I'm going to go with Trump. We're good. You do what you do, I'm going to go with Trump. Let's see what happens.
Because they're noticing that those that go against Trump are getting trouble, like Steve Scully. And maybe Jeffrey Toobin, whatever he was saying. And I think there were a couple other incidents yesterday. Like what happened to the Macon, Georgia speech, which was October 3rd, I think. And then J.W. met with Trump. No, that was when he got sick. Mm-hmm. So the next week, whenever it was, last Friday. What was that? The 15th, Carolyn? The 7th? 16th. Dave Neufeld's birthday. The Macon, Georgia, I happened to see it just popped on. And then I thought he was talking to Macon, Georgia.
Did you see JW?
No, I didn't. I didn't look at the footage much. I just listened to it for a few minutes because I never listened to a Trump speech really before, not too much.
Oh, you can't.
Not for years.
Well, you know, it's the thing, and then we're going down the biggest best that ever was, the biggest best. If there was a bigger best, it would have been my bigger best because that's how the biggest best works. Yeah, you didn't make sentences. It would be bad.
Right. So what? Why did I bring that up? So we're talking about people going against. Oh, yeah, yeah. So he started talking about Samantha, or the one who interviewed him, I think, in the town hall, the blonde lady, or Burnett, and she got angry at him, and he was making fun of her angry face. Is she in trouble for doing that?
No. She was a foil. She was a foil. She was used. Yeah, it was great.
By who?
He did great. By Trump. Trump played her like a bad habit.
Yes,
great.
But did she agree to be played? When you say she's a foil, did she know she didn't know?
Hell no. That's why she had the awful face. But he's not mad at her. He made the case. She made his case.
Right.
Leslie Stahl, Bobby.
No. This is Samantha last week, Carolyn. The town hall thing.
Oh, the
town
hall
meeting.
Ah.
And she substituted for Steve Scully. Yeah.
No, the Steve Scully debate got canceled because they said Trump was
sick.
COVID. He had the COVID. He was dead.
Yeah.
He was dead, goddammit. He was dead. He dead.
Okay, well, what did Samantha did a town hall, I think, with Trump.
That's correct.
Yeah. So is she humiliated? Did she suffer the law of Trump? You go up against Trump.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. She's fucked off because now everybody's like, you did the best you could, but, you know, Trump is just this impenetrable force. And she's like, shit. But see, here's the thing. She asked 43 questions, and it's supposed to be a town hall, and the town hall got to ask 10. So, you know, it's like, we see what's going on now. The American people see this, and they're kind of like, all they've done is they've made Trump Mighty Mouse. Remember Carolyn's always Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
They've made Trump Mighty Mouse. So now here he comes to save the day because he's the underdog. Oh. Dudley Do-Right.
Okay. I got that. So next topic.
You're doing better. You're doing better with your topical inferences, Bob.
Good. Now, Astro, the dog, is he affected by ion in the environment, the tech body around JW?
Yeah, it's charged. Everything is charged. Like the tsunami warning in Alaska last week. Did you get that notice?
Yes.
OP was right.
Yeah. What happened to him?
OP was right. Well, somebody had a position that caused a kerfuffle from your little senator.
Somebody here in Dobstown had a position?
Your senator in Alaska, Ms. Murkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't go
had
great,
a position. Yeah, had a position, that was, so that caused
that
the
was
tsunami.
Sideways. That was, no, it caused, no, it caused the earthquake because it's already building pressure. That you're having pole issues. We went over
that's
this.
Pole to, that's pole flipping. That's pole flipping issues. Right?
Talk,
is that what you're saying?
Saying?
Pole?
No,
pole
no,
very
no, 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 no.
Well, let me say my bit instead of you talking over it. Are we having pole flipping issues?
No.
Is that what you were, what are we having then?
Okay, we did this already. So the difference between gravitational pull and a gravitational field. So what you're experiencing is all of them have been pressurized. It's like putting pressure, squeezing it, and so then it'll pop. And then once it does, then it's like a vacuum. It fills the space completely. So what's happening, and there's pressure everywhere. Then somebody misbehaves, like Ms. Murkowski. Then what happens is, bam, it causes the earth and the firmament thereof to respond, sometimes vehemently, which caused a 7.4 earthquake, which caused a tsunami.
Yeah. You said Mrs. Somebody. Is that the senator there?
Murkowski in Alaska, yeah.
Okay. She has no clue that she's involved in causing these things, correct?
She does now.
How? How would she put the two together that her tantrum caused an earthquake?
When this shit happens, her phone rings, and then she gets contrast from it. And then you get then after a little while, you kind of go, you'll start making statements like this. You know, Bob, every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens to me.
What did she get a phone call from? What did she get a phone
people
call?
People of Alaska. Now she's got to deal with it. Now she went against Trump, and she went to get everything, and now she's got to suck Trump's dick to get some money to help him in Alaska because they just got to suck in Samoa tsunami and an earthquake that potentially is going to breach the Trans-Alaskan pipeline for all this money that come from fucking Alaska on those free lands that Joe Biden's going to stop immediately. So, cause a little riffle. So, this thing where she got broad and says, I think we should wait until after the election to to have a vote on Amy Coney Barrett.
That's what she had said? Is that the issue she had?
That is, okay. Yeah.
Okay, good.
She was trying to be political, and she became apolitical because she went against Donald Trump. But the earth and the firmament thereof responds in kind. That's what you should take away from this conversation. It's no matter what you do, the earth will respond. That's why the birds come to Carolyn. I mean, they're not flocking on her yet, but they're about to. I mean, they don't run at all. Like, you can be walking, a bird will tear off, but they don't do that. They'll look at Carolyn and says, hi. Hi, and then sing or whatever. Whatever fucking birds do. We don't even know what birds do. A fly flies. So a fly, that's
well, you've left non-physical. Hey, Ian, you left non-physical. You've merged with physical. So you don't give a fuck about old non-physical like birds anymore, right?
Yeah, we don't know what they do, you know, so eat worms, I guess, but then some.
Yeah, but you knew what they do when you were just non-physical.
Now it's fleeting.
It's all muddy and mixed up. All right.
Clear as mud, Bob. Okay, good. Move on so you get your stuff done.
Yeah. Is Trump powerful in the biblical sense, in the way the Bible predicted, because he's an extension of Carolyn, Bob, and J.W.? Is that?
Yeah, he represents Jonah. Jonah in the belly of the whale.
Yeah.
Going against Nineveh.
So, we're the most powerful thing on the planet right now, Ion, Bob, Carolyn, J.W., and how did he get hitched to our wagon?
Except for
Jonah's the guy who swallowed up in the whale. These are biblical things. Nothing your pagan feminist self would know anything about.
I didn't get the representation.
Trump represents them.
Trump.
Yeah, a battle between Jonah and Nineveh. I think Nineveh is a place. You can check that for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, was that like a battle between the cities and the states?
No, it was because Jonah was disobedient. He was told to go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against this apostolate that's come against God. And he wouldn't do it. He run from God. So God sent a whale and swallowed his damn ass. And he stayed in the belly of the whale for 3 days. And then Jonah said, oh, my God, let me pray to God. Because, God, I'm God. I'm in the belly of the whale. I'm gonna go out this whale's ass. It's going to be bad. I'm fucked up. I didn't do right. Blah, 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 blah. And so the whale goes to Nineveh and spits Jonah out of his mouth or his ass, one. And he was alive. And then what happened? He was white. The acid in his belly, Karen, he had a pretty low pH, too, in the belly of the whale. Too much Creole. You know, they like Creole. Too much Creole. So they had too much acid. And if they had to eat the red Coca-Cola and drain in the whale and ate pickles, you wouldn't have had all this trouble. But because they weren't obedient, then Jonah come out white as a ghost because the acid in the whale's belly had turned him white.
Yeah. Carolyn, what are you laughing at there?
Whatever I was saying.
Okay, the description. I wasn't paying too much attention. But anyways, is Trump in the position of Jonah? Did he screw up and then he was obedient, disobedient?
Yeah. He's in the belly of the whale right now. He didn't do what you said. He played church. He wasn't church. He played God. He ain't God. He's playing God. He's leaned too hard into the red box, Bob. Nope. Time to come on up. He's like you. He needs to come into your place of power. And he hasn't. He's still waiting on you. And we're tired of it. He needs to come on up. He needs to come on up into his place of power. And then we won't be having all this conversation.
Well, he got in. Ian, way back in 2016, 2017, you explained all the bad press against him. He had to be humbled. Yeah. I think that was before the election.
It didn't work out very good. He's the megalomania from hell. He thinks his shit don't stink. He thinks his shit, and when he shit, the world is made better because he had to go take a shit. Yeah, eating McDonald's.
Do we play this part?
Why not? It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, but he's in the belly of the whale. He's in the belly of the whale, and he's bleached white, like not red or orange anymore. And if you look at his hair, the orange is slipping away. We like that part. And so now what's happened when God told the whale to spit Jonah out in Nineveh. Okay? N-I-N-E-V-E-H. Was that too fast for you, Bob? Did you get
no,
that?
I got it.
We can do it again if you need us to. Don't scare us at all. Okay, when they spit him out, where God told him to go, and he said, oh, I ain't going. He was running from God. He got there. And then when he had something to say, he was preaching the word of God, and then guess what happened? He looked like a ghost because he'd been in the belly of a whale. So everybody listened to him, and everybody said, praise Bob, praise Bob, praise Bob, praise Bob. And then Tony come to tell all the story. Then Tony, Bobolinsky, then check this out. He comes on the stage, and he starts explaining how Nineveh was in sin, and that Joe Biden had sinned with Tony Bobolinsky. Okay? And so check this out. Now they start putting it together that they're going to have to be judged over in Nineveh where Joe Biden was doing business. And Tony is the standard bearer that'll say this is true. Okay? Just like Hosea took Gomer the whore back, so did God take Israel the whore back. So that's what's happening right here. This is getting presented in such a way that it's going to be judged. They're holding up the telephones right now. They're showing the telephones. They're showing the devices. They're showing the text. They're showing what's going on. They're making a statement right now, laying out the case.
Bobolinsky is having his press conference right now?
Yes. He's not personally doing it. No, he's not personally doing it. It's being done. But don't worry. This is all good. They're basically saying, yes, indeed, officially, there is a nigger in the woodshed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've laid
did you
that
get that? When, did you like that? We got Nineveh. We got Nineveh and the sinners in Nineveh. We got disobedience. We got Trump in the belly of the whale. We got Jonah gets spit out. And it comes back in where Bobolinsky, the Praise Bob movement kicks in, and the Me Too movement is over, and Kamala wanna lay you fuck up Kamala, yeah, can't be no president. And then what happens is then Jonah and Trump preaches to Nineveh, and they're saved. Cool, Bob has done it again. Oh, Carolyn, Bob has saved Nineveh and might save the United States of fucking America. That's sweet.
Okay. Is Bobolinsky got some? I got it all.
Yes.
Does Bobolinsky have a grievance against Biden? That's why he's exposing this.
Well, he's just watching him talking about how perfect he is and how pure he is and how wonderful he is. He's like, this numbnut motherfucker would suck a dick for a dollar. If you suck a dick for money, you suck a dick for free. So. Yeah, it ain't what he says. It's not as he is presenting it.
Right. Now, here's what's interesting. The public has been pissed off. The American voter is pissed off about Biden. They're now voting against Biden. Yeah. They're registering. They're lining up. And this guy expresses the populace's feel about Biden over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and everybody's on that. See, yeah, everybody's acting surprised when Trump wins. The only reason is because 15% of 100% of the media, minus Fox News mostly, is saying it's in the bucket. It's done. It's over. It's through. And everybody else is saying, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They're making everybody go vote. So they're basically, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're proving, they're saying Biden's won, so they don't have to worry about it because there's nothing to do. And so all that does, okay, Biden's won it. I don't have to go stand in an 8-hour line a week before the fucking election. That's stupid. This is crazy. These nasty people, they're sitting there spitting and shitting and doing all kinds of shit in line. It's crazy. I ain't getting up there with those vulgar fucking Democrats. Why am I going to get in there and deal with all them? This is ridiculous. So what happens is it pumps it up to a position that basically lands it. At the rate things are going today, we're going to have to see, Trump may win fucking California.
Right.
Unheard of. Since Ronald fucking Reagan, that ain't happened. Since Ronald Reagan, that ain't happened. So it
okay.
could be.
Right. Now, you were just saying, so how this goes today and the next couple of days indicates what's going to happen on the election day. It's still unfolding, and what the tech body is going to do hasn't been decided yet.
No. It's part counterpart. You don't know how far to go. See, we started off with a tiny little SARS, a little corona, nothing. I mean, it was a little nothing. Well, the humans got a hold of it and blow that motherfucker up. They messing up Zurich now. Even old Bertland's messed up. It's pretty amazing. Because now what's happened is the poles are, there's a, the polar field, the gravitational field is changing, and so they're having to take down the reactors. And those spent rods have got to be secured, otherwise it's going to be failure, meaning those nuclear power plants are going to blow, which is going to cause a little problem in sweet little Switzerland. So they're getting ready. They're already putting out the files, they sent out the letters, get ready for extended long times with no power.
Okay, so I'm
whatever happens.
We talk about Fukushima and the nuclear rods going down towards the magma, the core of the earth. It came up maybe with Phil or somebody on tailgate. So the question is that Fukushima going down the core, does that stir up the magma? Is it part of the unfolding of the flipping of the poles or just an irreverent?
It's a symptom. It's a symptom.
Symptom.
It's a symptom. It's a symptom. But when those rods and others in Los Alamos hit the middle of the core of the earth. Do you remember Jules Verne and Journey to the Center of the Earth? When it hits that magma, it's going to stop it. And when it stops it, the electromagnetic field is going to stop. And then that balance or valence of the 14th ring, it's going to be pierced. And then you're going to have no more gravitational pull and no more magnets. And
will we have a gravitational field and no more field?
No more field.
All right.
So you get all the microwave. You get all the microwave radiation. You become a microwave oven.
Okay.
But you don't even know what that is.
No, I don't care about that. The thing is, the rods. What you just said, the cancellation of the electromagnetic field. Did that require the Fukushima rods to come down and touch the core? Could it happen without it?
Couldn't hurt.
It's part of the. It's a part of the alchemy of this cataclysmic thing that's coming.
Yeah, that's why we're keeping Akito alive. But he gets the vastness. Akito, he's very sensitive to the vastness of it. You know, he's real in his feelings.
Yes, but Akito's not alive. He died.
No, but if he were alive, he still has feelings. So
right,
he still
but
has
he's
feelings.
Not alive. Is he alive or is he not alive?
No, he's dead, but he still has feelings. He's all nervous about it because he knows.
Gotcha.
He's part of the terra firma himself.
Okay, very good. Does he know that Ion said that he's dead? Did he heard enough of our shows?
Yeah, he's been all weird. That's why he's been all emotional and all.
Oh, yeah.
For every year or so.
Okay.
Right, you remember things.
Right.
If you were ever alive, he's dead, but we don't know that you were ever alive. So what about that, though?
Yeah, there's no problem with me. I feel alive enough to feel alive. Okay, so I'm going to go to another topic.
If I was alive, I'd be really alive.
I feel like this topic. I have here illumination versus darkness. I remember you bringing that up, I think, on Tuesday. What is the difference?
That's a good Bert topic, yeah. See, illumination, the absence of light is not dark. You understand that?
The absence of light is not dark. Okay,
correct.
So what's dark?
No. Dark is dark. It's no light. but it's not the absence of light.
It has light latent in it.
Okay, we'll say it like that. Let's say the brightest candle always burns in the middle of a black hole. The brightest candle always burns in the center of a black hole, but you can't see it. That's the point. That just because you can't see it doesn't mean there's not illumination, as you're precluding. You're saying it correctly.
So illumination, what is that again? It's not the absence of light. What is illumination?
No. Something that's lit. It's not. Illumination is something that has light exposed. If you illuminate your relationship with, it's illuminating.
So there's never any, there's no condition of absence of light.
We would say yes. That's great. Because if you take all the colors, if you take all the colors in light, every color, and put it together, you get clear, white, pure light. If you take every paint color it is, and mix it all together, you get pitch black. Well, that's all color makes black.
Or white.
Well, light makes white. Paint, pigmentation makes black.
Pigment makes black, right.
Pigmentation.
Right, pigmentation. So you can't see the light in the darkness. And you do see the light with illumination. So that means there's no light. I mean, that means there's always light. So what is the condition of the absence of light? I'm proposing there's no such thing. And you agreed, but
yes,
probably doesn't qualify.
Only in a black hole. And then we qualify that by saying the brightest candle always burns in the middle of a black hole.
Right,
so
but
there's
just,
even
you're
light
saying
in
only in a black hole is
there's
the absence of light.
But
that
that's where the brightest candle would burn, is in the middle of a black hole. So even in that only example of darkness or blackness or absence of light is the black hole, but in there, even then, there's light.
Yes.
Here you go. Stop one second. Your words are going to be beautiful, we promise, but here's the thing. The darker it is, the more easy it is for you to see light. In the city, do you remember City Island? You know they had stars in the sky? You couldn't see them because the ambient city lights blocked it, so you really couldn't see it. But you get out in Maui and you look up and there's actual stars. Well, those stars were there in the darkness of New York, but there was so much ambient light you couldn't see the starlight.
Right.
But out in Maui, where there's not so much light, now you look up and there's 1,000 or 100 or 1,000,000 or 1,000,000,000 stars. You can actually see them because you're closer to real darkness. So that light permeates the darkness at every tiered level. The difference would be between City Island and the prison camp where you live now.
All right, I got that. So listen to this, Carol. Because we are eternal and we don't fail and we can't die, look at that as there's always light. Okay?
Yeah.
And when Ian looks at someone who's very dark in the physical, they can see the whole. They can see the light. So darkness is a bunch of extra nonsense. It might be part of enjoyment of the physical. You have chiaroscuro or just contrast between light and dark. Okay, so the condition that we're eternal is not dependent on the light. The light is a symbol of our eternal condition. So what is more real? The light, and I propose it's not as real, as our condition of eternity, which has no physicality, or you can't place what it is. Your eternity is like a void.
Is that Sun Ra or D. Christian Murty? Which is it?
They're close. Both of them are trying to
do it.
That's
right. That's right. Yeah. But neither are successful as a bird fly.
Right. But the point, the scriptures were pointing out to you, Beefheart was right. I'm not even here. I just hang out with my friends. That's better than Christian Murty and Sun Ra. But so here's what my question is. I'm always interested as a physicist in what matter is. The light that we see or hear or experience is a metaphor for our eternity, which is intangible. What is light?
Is it just symbolism? Is matter just symbolism? Is it just a frequency, but it's still not as potent as our non-physical eternity?
Ocular. It's what the ocular nerve has the capacity to vibrate upon. It's what the ocular nerve has the capacity to modulate on. That's what light is only.
Yeah, you start off with it's the ocular. I substitute it's, the first word, with light. Light is the ocular and what you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is the ocular real? Like, what is more real than the light? Our intangible nothingness?
We don't know what real is, so we don't know.
Well, what's the ground? I'm saying our eternity is the ground, and if you have a figure, a reflection of it, a mirror of our eternal ground, it's light. And that's matter, or the ocular response on nerve endings. It's something, but McLuhan said the Christian believes something comes out of nothing. So light and that come out of us, but all of physicality that I look about is not as substantial as the eternal fact of yourself, which is some kind of intangibility that you can activate.
We'd say minus contrast, we would agree. But it's hard to not have contrast in a free-flowing capacity. Okay. But it's never that way. It's never that simple. You always have the contrast that you have to justify to. That's what Scott's complaining about, trying to find a way to navigate that part you can't know or the part you can't calculate, that you can't take an algorithm and preclude.
He's objecting and resisting contrast.
That this allows him from knowing the state of his knowing.
And that we're saying that contrast disallows that?
Correct, because he won't see it.
So
contrast
is the most important part of experience because it makes aware of yourself.
No, maybe, but it's never fun. You never want to acknowledge that. We'd say like mistakes that you make are the only thing that lets you be a good human being, but nobody wants to hear that. You see, they don't want to talk about that. They're like, fuck that. Who wants to make problems so I can feel better? That don't make no sense. Oh, okay. Oh, we got it. There's always relief when you stop hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. See, that's kind of a slap in the face, isn't it?
Right. But I always saw when I was talking to you through the years, I started to realize that contrast is the basic thing that people resist, the fact of contrast. But contrast is part of knowing. So it's implied.
But see, we try to lay the contrast out as something that you can overcome and have power over. That's the resist, not evil, as you'd say. That puts it in a position where you don't have anything to fear. There is no fear-based condition. And we like that. We like that very much. But that's not even the conversation. Because what has to happen is you have to be adjusted to something, or you're doomed. You see,
if you know that what's unfolding, and you don't know what's coming, but you're quite ascended in dealing with everything that you know so far, that's what's coming. We can call a contrast. That's part of the newness of experience. And the more you understand that, it is not so painful. But it's there as the new part.
Well, it may be painful, but it's overcomable. See, pain is not you. Everybody talks about pain like it's terrible, but Bob, pain is what keeps you out of the fireplace.
Yep.
Pain is what lets you know you've been shark bit. If you had no pain, the shark could bite you, and you wouldn't even know it.
Right, and you said that people avoid talking about that deep metaphysical point with the role of contrast.
They do.
All right. I think JW has some appointments, so let's...
And by the way, that was brilliant, by the way.
Thank you.
And when you whittle that back, if you ever pull a pin pad off that, you're going to run that through the different bodies. And when you do that, then you're going to be able to find out the secret to life.
Wow. And that's in my chart. My chart shows that.
Mm-hmm. If you ever finish
Carolyn's
it.
Carolyn's got some learning to do. Still got something to learn, Carolyn. Coming up.
Some ciphering. She got
you ready for it, Carolyn? Yeah, ciphering, Carolyn. You got some ciphering.
Mm-hmm.
This will help you understand your role as a doctor, Carolyn. He's grinning at me. He's very excited.
And if he can't get a roll, at least get a biscuit. If you can't get a roll, have a nice biscuit.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll continue being gratitudinous until the next encounter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ian.
Now, sure. You're welcome, darling. Now,